It's 6:45. Good morning, I'm Anthony Murnell with KRWG News. The New Mexico legislature will be called into a special session tomorrow. One of the issues they will take up is legalizing adult-use cannabis. I talked with Walt Rubel with the Southern New Mexico Journalism Collaborative about this.
We already have news of a special session. New Mexico Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham has announced that a special session to address the legalization of marijuana in New Mexico, a bill that lawmakers failed to pass during this legislative session. Your thoughts on why this happened?
Well, I think the reason it didn't get passed is they just ran out of time. It was one of a lot of bills that ended up getting stuck in the Senate Judiciary Committee. It did eventually get out of that committee, but it was so late in the process, and there were other bills ahead of it that were a top priority as well. And so there just wasn't time for it to be heard this session. I think the governor's thinking is that if they come back in a special session that is just that one issue, they will obviously at that point, time won't be a factor. Javier Martinez, the sponsor of the bill, should have an opportunity to get with Senator Cervantes, who is the Judiciary Committee chairman, try to address whatever issues he has with the technical writing of the legislation, and come back in a special session with something that may be a little bit more ready to go through more quickly.
Now, the bill that we thought would make it to the Senate floor for a vote was House Bill 12, that barely passed the Senate Judiciary Committee to the Senate floor. Now, New Mexico Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham formed a commission to address this issue, to look at every angle. State lawmakers had plenty of time to really formulate their discussions on this issue. I mean, where do you think the real issue lies with this bill? We saw lawmakers have different opinions on how much to tax this issue. They had thoughts on social justice amendments being applied to this bill. I mean, what are your thoughts on really what we're going to see with a potential package?
Well, the devil really is in the details on this one. There were a lot of arguments over things like how many plants can you grow? Is there an unlimited amount? Private growing, can individual people grow their own? And is there a limit on that? As you mentioned, there's a real desire to make sure that when this opens up, local New Mexico residents will have an opportunity to compete. In Colorado, what the concern was there was once they opened up, all of the big money from out of state came in and snatched up a lot of those licenses, and the local business people weren't able to take as much advantage as they could. And then on top of that, as you mentioned, there's the social justice issue, where they really do want to look at communities that were disproportionately impacted in a negative way by marijuana enforcement and try to in some ways make it up to those communities by giving them a shot at either being first in line or having some kind of advantage when it does open up and people are able to start applying for licenses.
Now, that issue of making it fair for smaller businesses and folks to get into the business was a major issue that Senator Joseph Cervantes had with this legislation. He said this is a big money deal for insiders on the program some weeks back. And I wanted to kind of hear your thoughts on that. On what are lawmakers saying in regards to this legislation? Do they have major concerns about this just being written for big businesses in the marijuana industry?
They absolutely do. And I think it's a very legitimate concern as you look at what has happened in other states. At the same time, there are limits, I would think, into how much advantage you can give to local residents, and you don't want to be to a place where it's non-competitive. So there are a lot of details there that do need to get worked out. I do think we are past the point where the argument is, should we do this or not? Not saying that there aren't still a whole lot of people who think we shouldn't, because there clearly are. But I think they're in the minority. And so now it really does become an issue of working out the details. And there is an understanding that there's an awful lot of money in play here. And so it probably is worth taking the time to sit down and make sure everybody, Senator Cervantes especially, is involved in that process, so that you're not, during the session, they're doing so much on the fly. And the Judiciary Committee is the last committee before bills get to the floor. And so any kind of technical details or technical flaws in the writing of bills all get hammered out in that committee. And that's why it does take some time. And bills do tend to get backed up in that committee, because they don't want to let anything go until they're confident that it's ready for a final vote and that they won't have unintended problems down the road.
That was Walt Rubel with the Southern New Mexico Journalism Collaborative.